Now we're going to talk about some mathletes. I'm going to start with Paul Kim, who is the coach of the M3 Challenge team from Stevenson High School. Paul, you're on WGN. How are you today?
We're great. Thanks for having us, John.
I've heard a little bit about this math competition your guys participated in. Tell me what that is.
Sure. It's called the M3 Challenge, and it's run by SciAMP, Society of Industrial and Applied Mathematicians. And basically, it's a super long one-day challenge to have high school kids engage themselves in some math modeling. And this year, from our school, we got Colin, who's also on the line. Colin, Audit, Ayush, Nathan, and Jack representing our school at Stevenson.
So what is math modeling? I understand it was like 14 hours of intense work. What? It's not a bunch of geometry problems. It is what?
Yeah, so this year the question was regarding the growth of e-bike use. So it's very open-ended questions. It's not the type of thing where everybody's going to drive towards a singular response. It's open-ended. There's multiple attack strategies. And basically, high school kids across the nation are going to use different techniques to model what the e-bike usage in our nation is going to be.
Model the e-bike. You mean those like a divvy, like those bicycles we see all around town?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if you don't want to pedal uphill, you get an e-bike. So it's a little motor that you put on your bicycle. So, you know, part of the question is going to engage environmental issues. The team, and maybe Colin can talk a little bit about how he approached, you know, different factors that is going to either create an uptick or a decline in the purchases of e-bikes.
Okay, so Colin's on the line now, too. Colin, are you there? This is John. How are you today?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So then what did you all write about or draw up math models about? How did you attack the problem of e-bikes?
Yeah, essentially the problem is divided into three parts, which is an increase in complexity. So we were first tasked to figure out how many e-bikes would be sold in the next few years, and then find the impact of those sales on the environment or people's health. So what we found was that around 2.7 million e-bikes will be sold in 3 years, and in about 5 years, we expect 5.4 million to be sold. So those were our predictions. But because we had to make assumptions in our model, and our model is we had to use data from multiple sources, this isn't like a perfect prediction for the future, but mm-hmm. we did the best we could with the resources we had.
Did you know the nature of the question before you started, or did they just put you in a room and say, okay, e-bikes, do some modeling, and now you're clicking away online, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so what happened was we just opened up the prompt, and the 14-hour timer started right there. So they did give us a haiku clue about what the prompt might have been related to, but we weren't that successful with guessing the prompt beforehand. So it was really right at the start, we had to jump on all the resources that we could find.
And then, so now you're working on that, and you said, okay, we estimate it's going to be 2.7 million of these e-bikes will be sold in a course of 3 years. Do you this have something to do with our health? What was the calculation or thought there?
Yeah, so one of the parts of the problem actually was trying to derive the most significant factors that influence people to purchase e-bikes. And we found that the most important factor was actually knowing other people that had e-bikes, which is reasonable because the amount of people that currently own these products are so little, so that being able to know someone that does have an e-bike is a significant factor in how you purchase one. But we also considered how the affordability of the product, how people's commute time changes, and health concerns, and the environment all played into
Okay. Where does the math come in then? I mean, you're throwing some numbers at us, but mm-hmm. it sounds like those are the sorts of things you'd click and find. Did you do math calculations in all of this as well?
Yeah, so the challenge is really open-ended, and we get to make a model that combines all these factors together. So what we decided to do, at least with the factors that influence people to buy e-bikes, was we made a probability function based on all these factors. For example, given how long the extra time someone have to commute if they were to buy an e-bike, how would that contribute to the probability function of whether or not they would buy the product?
So, Coach, how many other schools or kids were competing, and what's the prize here?
Yeah. So this is, again, run by the M3 Challenge, and they're a pretty popular competition. This year it drew from just about 44 of all 50 states in the U.S. and multiple counties across the U.K. In all, there were 650 total papers that were completed and submitted. And of those 650 papers, they select six as finalists. So on April 24th, Colin and the rest of the crew will be flying down to New York, standing before some professional mathematicians to defend the paper that they wrote, to compare it to the other five papers. And whoever comes out on top will walk away with $20,000 in scholarship money for the team. And even for the sixth-place team, they are guaranteed $5,000, which is pretty awesome for these high school guys.
And the money is important, but I just think the prestige or the very fact that you've done this is a reward unto itself. You must feel really good about this, Colin.
Yeah, so when we got the results via email, we were all thrilled and ecstatic, especially because we do get to go to New York and present our paper in front of all these professional mathematicians and to get to answer questions about our model and help and to build a greater understanding of the mathematical context behind this. So, yeah, it was really, we were all very ecstatic when we got the news that we were finalists.
Well, this is real impressive, and those of us who passed Algebra 2 are feeling kind of puny right now. How old are you, Colin?
Yeah, I'm 17 right now, so I'm a senior in high school.
And what's the math class that you're currently taking?
Well, I'm taking linear algebra right now, so that's like the highest math class Stevenson offers right now.
Well, we're out of time, Colin, but maybe we should connect with you and your teammates when you guys get back or from New York. But congratulations in advance for what you've already done. And Paul, congratulations to you. It must be very rewarding to have kids like that in your classroom.
Absolutely. These guys are pretty much, to me, some of the best kids in the building, and I'm proud of what they do.
Yeah, no kidding. Any last thought from you, Colin? You want to say anything mathematical or encouraging to us today?
I just think that this whole experience is so rewarding, not just on a mathematical perspective for the 14 hours, but also because we get to make a presentation to be engaging with all these professionals in the field. So it's really more than just the math. It's about just like the whole cumulative experience.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I'm glad that's not lost on you, that the fact that you're making the presentation, if it was about math or poetry or anything else, it's the process that is so impressive. And there you are, Colin Fan, along with Paul Kim, the coach, and the rest of the team. We'll be in touch. Congratulations to the gang over at Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, how about that, huh? I'm glad they're on our side.